I listen to American Family Radio a lot. I'm a truck driver, and I just love the message that I get. It keeps me instilled. It keeps me on track. I get so blessed just because of all the different topics and all that I get from it. And just want to say thank you so much for the ministry that you provide to those of us out here. And all, and you guys, just y'all bless me daily. Thank you very much.
In honor of Brother Don Wildman and his wife, Linda, it's Founders Day on American Family Radio. It's been more than 40 years since Reverend Don Wildman felt a calling from the Lord and began pouring all his energy and resources into starting a new ministry. Since then, countless lives have been touched by God through AFA and AFR.
The only promise I've ever made to people who give us money, that is, we'll be the best stewards of their money, their gifts, as we can be.
To help us honor Brother Don's hard work and faithfulness to the Lord, you can call 877-616-2396 and make a pledge of support to AFR. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. It's day two of Share-a-thon, and it's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Will you not revive us again that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation. Well, with that verse, Psalm 85, 6, and 7, we welcome you to this special Share-a-thon edition of Exploring the Word, and this is day two. It's Founders Day, and we're, in addition to lifting up the gospel and talking about this great ministry, we're also thinking about the founder, Bert, whom you knew very well, Dr. Don Wildman.
We are, and Founders Day is so important for to remember not just the man and his wife, Linda, but our roots and where we came from.
And our calling.
Our calling. This is what God has for us, and on Founders Day, it's a reminder. And a lot of times we get to listen to one of Don's It's My Turn, and it reminds us of why he started and how God used him. And again, you see those roots that we came from, and we're still held to those roots and saying we're going to make a difference. And listen, revive us again. That comes from Psalm 85, verses 6 through 7. Will you not revive us again that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation.
Amen.
I just want to say that is a prayer that we need as a church. You know, the church is the one that is revived. If the church is revived, I think society will have an awakening of what we need to be and what we need to do. So we're praying for that and asking God to do a great work.
You know, we often talk about national revival or a church revival, but I think it starts with personal revival.
Amen.
And that can begin even today. Now, I want to give this number. By the way, Alex McFarland, Bert Harper, we are coming to you from the American Family Radio Network in Tupelo, Mississippi. And I'm just thrilled to be here because, you know, for a lot of reasons, to see all my great friends that we love here at AFA. But when I'm in the studio, there's just not going to be a failure of the gear, you know. But here's the number, folks. If you would call in, it's
866-77.
I'm sorry, 877-616-2396.
Yeah. Hey, listen, me, if I have more than two numbers, I can get them backward easily.
Yeah, exactly.
877-616-2396 or go online at AFR.net.
Yes, you can donate securely online and be a part of this Share-a-thon. And Bert, we always talk about the great, the faithful Exploring the Word listeners that support during Share-a-thon. I sat down here at the computer and I'm seeing a lot of the most recent pledges. Granite Falls, North Carolina, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Greenville, North Carolina, that's down east near the ocean, Midland, Texas, Shreveport, Louisiana. I saw Hickory, North Carolina, that's on I-40. That's getting sort of to the western part of the state, and Hickory and everything west, we're certainly praying for you guys. I guess I'm kind of partial to all those North Carolina pledges, Bert.
You can't help but notice them. And one of the neatest things is you see a pledge by an individual in a certain town. Oh, I know them. Yeah.
Because I've preached there.
And so it is a joy to do that and be a part of that. And by the way, We are at a $50,000 challenge. A group of people has asked their money to be pooled and to challenge others to come alongside and join them in giving to AFR. Mm-hmm. And I would say, since it's Founders Day, I don't think it'd be wrong for you to call up and say, listen, I want to call in appreciation of the vision Don Wildman had and for it to become a completion. And I want to praise God and I want to give. And I know there's a lot of folks out there, it's struggle time with gas prices. And we know, go to the grocery store and you'll find out what inflation is. And we know that and we understand that. But I am telling you, there's no gift so small that God cannot use it and multiply it. And we thank God for that. And so with Milton coming right hours away from just hitting Florida so tremendously, they think it's moved a little south where the biggest issues will not be necessarily in Tampa Bay because, you know, so many people live there. But we're praying for them, and Brent and I were talking about this. We're going to give the number and challenge, and then we're going to pray. Alex, Brent was saying, we need to pray for them. That's our producer. We got a producer that thinks of others. Isn't that great?
Well, Brent Austin is great, and we just have a great team, Marty Sparks, the call screening. And, you know, ordinarily what we do is, I'm sure most people would be aware, you and I teach the Bible, and we take Bible questions. I've got right now on my laptop about half a dozen questions where I'm doing my best to minister to listeners that are going through some issues. So what God does with this show that you and I are part of, Bert, we get to teach the Bible, and we've had people come to Christ and be saved, and there's a lot that we'll talk about that God is doing. I want to say this, and I want to ask you to please call during this hour, please, now while you're thinking about it, and let's pledge, and together we are partners. And that number, if you would call it right now, it's 877-616-2396, or you can give online at AFR.net. You can give securely. Listen, if you give a one-time gift of $150 or more, you're going to receive this Revive Us Again travel bag. It's really a lovely thing. It's this blue bag with a zipper on it and the logo, Revive Us Again. And Bert's holding it up on camera. If you're watching online, you can see the Revive Us Again travel bag. Then Tim Wildman's brand new book, Because These Things Matter. And you'll get that if you give a monthly gift of at least $30, the travel bag and the book. But Bert, here's the thing that thrills my heart, and then I want to hear from you. And folks, when Don Wildman started this ministry so many years ago, I think about what a step of faith. No bricks and mortar, no radio stations, millions of people listening to God's word every day. That was only a vision. And yet, obediently in faith, and I've heard Tim Wildman and others share about it. I mean, they put everything they had into this and worked long hours. And as a result, every day, millions of listeners and readers, and through every available media platform, people are hearing God's word, biblical worldview, the gospel. God is using this. That was a huge step of faith, no doubt. Well, how about we, in this moment, make a step of faith? And folks, your gift in any amount will be used to touch lives and be a part of what is right with our nation, restoring the soul of America. And on this Founders Day, I think by giving, we can in some way honor the faith and obedience that he exhibited.
I agree with you. And that number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can go online at AFR.net. One of the things that Brother Don has done, and I was on the board knowing that, he would bring to the board, I think we need to give money to this ministry. God's blessed us with some extra money, and he would become a channel and help others. 8 Days of Hope is one of those that launched out, and Brother Don, because of that, and so many other things that he's helped to do. And so when I think of the people who are hurting in North Carolina, South Georgia, now look like it's going to be severe in Florida, we know that Brother Don's heart would be, hey, help those guys as well. God's blessed us. Let's bless them. So we're going to pray right now. And right after this prayer, Brent, we want to have one of our listener testimonies and just start it right after I say amen. Father, I thank you that we can call upon you today. We do pray for Sherathon that you would put your hand of blessing upon it, no matter the size of the gift. And I pray you would bless those who are given, and may you strengthen their lives. And some, like it says in the Gospels and out of the letters that Paul wrote, many are given out of their poverty. And we thank you for that. And I pray you would increase their income. And I pray you would make their food go further. Mm-hmm. I pray you'd help the car not to tear up. And Father, I just pray for your ministry. And I pray for the people there in Florida that they've been wise. And most of them that I've heard are have evacuated. But some that are there, I pray for your protection upon them. I thank you for the governor there that has just gathered resources ready to respond. And I thank you, Father, that you would help those first responders and those that are there, that you would bless them. We trust you. And Father, it's a call to come back to you like Amos chapter 4. I pray that we would hear from you, that we would not turn away from you, but when catastrophe, difficulties come, that it would cause us to turn to you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Don Wildman touched my life in ways that I can't express. He was a man of God that very few could match the things he did. And I just give my condolences to the family members for a great loss. But I also praise God because he is with the Lord in heaven today. God bless you all.
Amen. We had a lot of phone calls during that period of time right after Don went to be with the Lord, and people expressing their gratitude to him. And on Founders Day, that's what we're doing. And we're asking others to join us in doing that by calling 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net. And again, we have people from Wiggins, Mississippi, Andy and Carol, Brenda from Prairieville, Louisiana, mm-hmm. Gary from Carbondale, Kansas, Cheryl from Jacksonville, Florida,
amen.
Christian from Orange, Virginia, and on it goes. We have these people who are calling in and said, we want AFR to continue standing for the Lord and activating others and being involved in what God has called us to be, and that is salt and light.
Amen. Let me read the mission of AFA, the American Family Association. Here is what you're helping support, folks. The mission of American Family Association is to inform, equip, and activate individuals and families to transform American culture and to give aid to the church here and abroad in its calling to fulfill the Great Commission. Isn't that wonderful?
It is.
The vision to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation, and then the values that drive the mission and the vision: evangelism, discipleship, marriage and family, the sanctity of human life, stewardship, religious liberty. I mean, if those things resonate with you and you believe in those as I do and Bert and I do, and you say, you know what, yeah, I'd like to be behind this, then give. A tax-deductible contribution will be used by God, and so your gift in any amount really does matter. There is a challenge, and Bert, if you would explain this $50,000 challenge, what this means.
Okay, people have given $75,000, and they say, we want to give this to encourage others to do so as well. And what an opportunity it is. And it's just God adding blessing upon blessing. So make that call at 877-616-2396 or go online at AFR.net and make that pledge right now. Their people are waiting to hear from you.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Politics. The Christian's responsibility. You know, that's a subject that is certainly relevant, but one that has been ignored by many long and often, because you see, the Christian does have some political responsibility. To begin with, the Christian has a responsibility not to accept the common belief that politics is a crooked business without doing something to correct it. Too long we have accepted politics as being inherently evil. For years I have been informed that politics is a crooked business and that its crookedness was to be accepted. Politics does not have to be crooked. It is not crooked even by nature. Whatever is crooked about politics is so partly because we have allowed it. As Christians, we have a responsibility to make government as honest and fair and efficient as it can be. Not only that, but the Christian has a responsibility of recognizing elected officials as humans capable of making mistakes. No person is infallible. And simply because an official makes a mistake, or even more than one mistake, does it automatically make him a crooked politician. And remember that no person or groups of persons can solve everybody's problems. Still another responsibility of the Christian is to be involved in the political process. All that is necessary for the triumph of evil, wrote Edmund Burke, is that good men do nothing. In many elections, if not in most elections, less than 50% of the qualified voters even bother to vote. Too often we have divorced Christian commitment from social, political responsibility. Separation of church and state does not mean separation of Christian faith and civic responsibility. God so loved the world, not just the church, but the world. As Christians, it is our responsibility not to be concerned with what's best for me, but what is best for our city, our state, our nation. We have an obligation to support principles rather than prejudices. Many times we have criticized without contributing. I'm reminded of the man I visited once who told me everything that was wrong with the church. The only problem was that he had not been inside a church in 20 years. Sometimes we're that way with politics. In the past 2 years, how many of us have contributed $1 or 1 hour to a good cause or a good candidate? How many of us even bothered to vote in the last election? The church has been terribly slow to recognize the responsibility of individual Christians to be involved in the political process. If anything, the emphasis has been for the Christians to stay clear of the crooked world of politics. The Christian has a responsibility to use his Christian commitment for social good. How? Well, for one thing, by encouraging and supporting good candidates. In order to have better officials, we must have better candidates. I remember hearing a lecturer say once that a person's private moral life did not affect his ability to serve a public office. As I listened, I wanted to tell him that he was wrong, but I knew I could never convince him of the fact. However, we are beginning to see now quite clearly that personal moral standards do affect a person's ability to serve in public office. As Christians, we do have responsibilities in the area of politics. How well we fulfill those responsibilities will determine the type of government we will have, from the local precinct to the national level.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.
Hey guys, this is Jeremiah Peterson from Gasville, Arkansas. I just wanted to give a shout out to you guys at AFR because I've been living my life for Christ for quite a while now, and I'm always looking to be spiritually growing. And I heard from one of your guys' pastors, preachers, about giving everything and surrendering everything all up to God. I didn't have an issue with that until I really thought about it and was like, well, there might be some things that I'm actually really holding on to pretty tightly. And I prayed about it and stuff, and the Lord brought it up to me, and the Lord's just been breaking me down so that He can fill me up with Him. And it's just been huge in my life as far as spiritual growth. And I know, as a matter of fact, that the Lord used AFR, that message about surrendering everything up to God, to help me spiritually grow in the Word and in who the dear Lord is. And it's helping me become a better leader to raise my family in a godly way. So thank you, guys.
It's day two of Share-a-thon, and it's Founders Day. We're honoring Brother Don Wildman for his hard work and faithfulness to the Lord.
Faithfulness is the word.
You can join us in honoring Brother Don for your support of this ministry. Call now at 877-616-2396 and make your pledge. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Alex McFarland, Bert Harper, welcome back to Exploring the Word. We're so honored that you're listening. May the Lord bless each and every one of you. This is a very exciting time. This is the Fall 2024 Share-a-thon. And Bert, I'm excited because we are participating together in doing what the Lord called Christians to do. We call it the Great Commission, but we are to make disciples of all nations, and that nation would include America, wouldn't it?
It really would. And two times a year, we take time out of our regular programming to do Share-a-thon, three in the spring, three in the fall. And again, that's Don Wildman's wish. He didn't want the radio to be a constant thing of saying, oh, we need your money, we need your money. So we've set aside these dates, and we try not to do a, quote, a hard sale, but we are saying, would you join us? And again, the amount, let me just say it this way, Alex. When we get a report, usually Friday morning, this Friday morning, or Monday morning, when we come in and everyone's there, you know what, Tim, we'll talk about first? The number of people who made the pledges. Mm-hmm. And then he'll say, now that's one household, but many of those households are two, three, four, or five people. Yeah. He said, multiply that, and that's how many people. He goes there first before he goes to the amount of money. He said, if the people who give will do it, regardless of the amount, God will take care of the amount. I really believe that with all my heart, and I think that's one of the reasons God has blessed AFR in such a manner that, yeah, that's the way Don operated. Tim continues to do that. So when you make that call at 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net, you're just saying, hey, keep the ministry going.
Amen.
You're making a difference. You're blessing our lives. And we're being blessed now because people who have gone before us have given. They've made Amen. That phone call before. They've got online before, and they've given it so we can hear and we can be a part of AFA.
Yeah, we are the beneficiaries right now of the obedience and faith of those that were building AFA 30 years ago. You know, I see a lot of these names, John in Michigan and Carol in Lafayette, Indiana, Marianne in Carthage, Mississippi. Bert, these places are very special to me. Delbert in Port Royal, Virginia. I've preached in all these places.
Where have you not preached,
well,
Alex?
Let me tell you, and this is one, you know, there are 500 testimonies we could give about how the Lord is using AFA and this radio network. But me, 16 years ago, I was talking to Jim Stanley a few moments ago when he and I first were on the phone in 2009. And he called me. I was in North Carolina. He said, hey, are you Alex, that worldview apologetics guy? I said, yes, sir. He said, I want you to meet my boss, Tim Wildman. And Exploring the Word ultimately was born. But I've been on the road, and I mean, I had done a lot of traveling. But by being on Exploring the Word 5 days a week now for 15 years, I mean, I've had endless, endless amounts of preaching opportunities, praise God. And everywhere I go, no matter where I am in the USA, people come up to me, many of whom have driven long distances.
And flown some.
Oh,
flown.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, I began 2024 in the January of this year. I was at a Bible conference. I was the speaker at a conference down in Miami, Florida, and a group flew, it was four people, from Seattle, Washington, all the way to Miami, Florida, and came for the event. They wanted to meet me. I mean, that's a lot of effort. Here's my point, folks, and I'm just one little fly on the wall, shall we say, but I've met thousands of people, I guess, that have come long distances simply to say, AFA changed my life. Had a man tell me how he was planning to leave his marriage and just randomly got in the car and heard AFR.
Amen.
And the conviction of the Lord fell all over him. And he just tearfully said, I got on my face before God and I stayed true to my marriage, and your radio station did that. And of course, I always say, look, the Lord did it. Give God the glory. We're just doing what God's assigned us to do, which is to proclaim the gospel. So folks, your gift in any amount, and I want to say something about giving in a moment, but I want to give the number. And I would ask you to call right now while you're thinking about it, 877-616-2396. Maybe write this down, 877-616-2396. You can give securely online at AFR.net. And I would ask you to pray for this share-a-thon. And I know times are tough. We all know.
Yes.
Hard times. But I'm going to say this, and Bert, you have been a pastor. You're not much older than me. But wouldn't you agree that one of the ways the Lord teaches us the most, and one of the ways we grow, and I know I can, Angie would say this, I say it, one of the best avenues for spiritual growth is to trust the Lord in our giving.
Amen.
Would you elaborate on that?
I would say, listen, giving is demonstrating who is priority in your life. Okay? God should be a priority in our lives. And God has a way. I don't know how he'll do it, but he will do it. He'll make things go further. He'll stretch it further.
Yep.
Sometimes he gives us the discipline to be wiser in our purchasing. Okay?
Yeah.
And so how God does that, it's through his wisdom that we trust him. It's his wisdom, and we're to obey him. The pattern, I think, has been set when Paul would write to the churches, especially to Corinth, that you set aside that money. Now, we're not saying set aside the money that you're part of in a church. Jeff Shreve and I was talking about it the other day. If your church is not one of those gospel-speaking churches preaching, and they're not missional, they're not helping you grow, first off, I'd say find another church if you can. Mm-hmm. If you can't, you might want to look at how you spend your money and say, hey, I can't support that, but yeah, I can support AFR that is preaching the word. And I think your first priority should be your church. But God has a way of giving back, and we thank God for that. And when you call 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or give online at AFR.net, I think you are demonstrating amount of faith, especially those that are making, I'm going to give monthly. Those that give a one-time gift, usually they send it in and it's over. But the reason we love monthly givers is not necessarily because they give more. They can or they may not, but it's because it's easier to budget, and we know how far it will go and what we're expecting, and it makes things a lot better. And one reason we want you to give is because we have listener testimonies, and they tell you the difference that God has made in their life through AFR. It's God that makes a difference.
Amen.
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 But God can use us, and if he uses exploring the word and you've called in to help support that, guess what? God's using you in helping changing lives.
Amen.
So listen to this testimony about what God has done.
First and foremost, thank you, Brother Don Wildman. Thank you for thinking of the future generations like me and starting the American Family Association. I have been an AFR listener for the past 5 years, and during that time, I have rededicated my life to Jesus Christ and also became a monthly supporter. I love sharing with people about all the awesome programs. Each show has helped me become more equipped as a believer, from getting caught up on the news and political issues of the day, dealing with real problems and how to work through them, learning more about the Bible by breaking it down one scripture at a time, and becoming more informed parents that better prepared when handling what this world is implementing on our children. I truly feel discipled to when listening to the American Family Radio program. I love you all, and again, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart.
Alex, when I hear testimonies like that, and know our name is American Family Radio, it feels like family.
Family, you remember being the key word.
That we call brothers and sisters, or welcome to the family of God. I'm so glad I'm a part, and we are, and that's what we feel like. We want you to know how important you are to us. Now, Alex and I have an advantage over some of those that have programs here is that we get to communicate, because at the end of each program, each Monday through Friday, or Monday through Thursday, we have the last segment when people call in. And on Friday, we have people call in. We usually average around 13 to 14 calls on Friday that people call in and ask us questions. Yeah. And sometimes it's prayer requests. Robert Thornton, who's here, he's in the news and he lives in Texas, but he flew in to be a part of Share-a-thon. And he was talking to Brent and me, and he was letting us know, and I think it was more than a hint. He said, I'll tell you what I like the most about exploring the Word. And I was ready. I thought it might be one of my messages, you know, I preach.
Exactly,
out, yeah.
Exactly.
But he said, it's when you guys break off and have a prayer meeting. Amen. He said, I want to tell you, that touches lives.
Yes.
And on Exploring the Word, we try to be led by the Holy Spirit.
We really do. It is such a blessing. And I've had people ask questions like, before the show, do we rehearse? Or now, usually on Mondays, Bert and I have a phone call, yeah, and we'll kind of talk about the week, and we'll pray together on the telephone. Yeah. But it really is the producer, with all due respect to Brent Austin, the real producer-director is the Holy Spirit. We try to follow however the Holy Spirit leads, don't we?
We really do. And we called it planned spontaneity.
Exactly.
Hey, like that. And I believe that's what worship should be in church. Yeah,
yep.
You have a program, you have a plan. But I want to tell you, sometimes the Holy Spirit of God will use it. And sometimes God will say, hey, I think we need to go here. So that's what we try to do. And we feel like God is, I'll put it this way. You and I have been blessed by the people who call us.
Oh, exactly. And I want to say thank you to the listeners of Exploring the Word, and you follow along with us. And like right now, we're in the latter stages of teaching through the book of Romans. And then people say to me, they'll say, I've gone on and read ahead. I want to give the number. One of the great things, and we completely give God the glory. We give all the praise and honor to the Lord, because this is His ministry. But Bert, I rejoice when people say to me, and I hear it every weekend, I'm on the road somewhere, they'll say, you know what, I've never really been much of a Bible reader, but you and Bert, now I read my Bible every day, and my spiritual growth, I'm stable, I'm growing. And so, folks, all of this, look, evangelize the lost, equip the saved, restore the nation. Here's how we can all do this together. If you would give by calling right now, please call now, during this hour, while you're thinking about it, 877-616-2396. Your gift in any amount, your best gift, if you would. AFR.net, you can give securely online. Now, Bert, I came in, and I love books. And here is a book. It says, Because These Things Matter, a compilation of cultural commentaries. It's by Tim Wildman, the president of the American Family Association, and he has appeared many times on Fox News, CNN, USA Today, Focus on the Family. These are by Tim Wildman. How may I get a copy of this book? Or how?
Okay, if you'll become a partner with us and you say, I want to give monthly $30 or more, you'll get this book right here, and you'll also get this carrying case. And it's blue with, it says, Revive Us Again, which is our theme. But it also gives the Bible verse where you find it, Psalm 85, 6 and 7, which says, Revive us again that your people may rejoice in you. We're wanting to rejoice in the Lord. And the way we do that is let God have his way. Isn't that what revival is? Letting God have his way?
Amen.
Honestly, when you get right down to it, how do you call it? God having his way. And I want to tell you, his way is far better than man's way. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is the ways of death, destruction. So make that call at 877-616-2396 or go online at AFR.net. Just like Tina from New Albany, Mississippi. Just like Richard from Topeka, Kansas. Just like Bernard from Stanton, Texas. Just like Mike from Poplar Bluff, Missouri. Make that call and do it right now, 877-616-2396.
In honor of Brother Don and Linda Wildman, it's Founders Day on AFR.
Well, when I think about memories of Miss Linda, there's not just one memory. There is this long string of memories over the years. I started to work here back in 1992, And just all along the way, Miss Linda was always the encourager. You know, she was not out there on the field in that culture war battle. She was like the cheerleader on the side who was encouraging us. I know many times I would see her at a share-a-thon and she would say, "I appreciate what you all do." You know, there was always that thread of gratefulness. At the American Family Association Christmas party, Brother Don would get up and speak, and they would bring Miss Linda up. And she would say things like, "Now, I know he doesn't tell you this, but when he comes home, he just brags about you guys." And she was just always one to say, "We appreciate what you guys do." And she was also, as she is now, that support to Brother Don. You just always saw her quietly serving beside him. So that's one of my favorite memories of Miss Linda.
Brother Don has been standing in the gap for families, and Linda has been standing behind him since the inception of this ministry more than 40 years ago. We praise the Lord for our founders' obedient service, and we invite you to make a gift in their honor during Share-a-thon on AFR.
My name is Joe Watson, Carterville, Illinois, and I'd just like to say thank you during all the this time of upheaval when there's so many lies floating through the airwaves and all over the place, that your voice of truth and the Spirit of God has really impacted my life. I've been through open heart surgery, fractured my back in two places, and God has healed it all. And I just want to give Him the glory and say thank you so much. Keep up the good work. God bless.
Thank you for listening to American Family Radio on Founders Day. We're honoring Brother Don Wildman as he honored the Lord.
I would just like to see every person in America have access to American Family Radio.
Call now at 877-616-2396 and make your pledge. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to Exploring the Word. This is the Fall 24 Share-a-thon edition. Bert Harper, Brent Austin, Marty Sparks, Alex McFarland. So honored you're listening, folks. Here's the number if you want to call in and participate in people hearing the gospel, lives being changed, souls being saved, the soul of a nation being restored. Here's how you can participate, and I pray that you will, by giving. Call 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Hey, it'll make your day because you'll talk to a friendly person.
Amen. Usually with a southern accent, most of the time.
A lot of the time, people come and volunteer. And the call center, let's just make those phones ring and be a part by giving a tax-deductible contribution. And you can give securely online at afr.net. I don't know if you, Bert, heard that recording there of the founder of the American Family Association, Dr. Don Wildman, but he said he wanted every person in the United States of America to be able to hear the American Family Radio Network. Amen, amen. I'm looking at a list here, and then I want to talk a little bit about the challenge. But here are, you know, states like Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, Florida. You know, I'm not going to read every single state, but Virginia, because I used to live in this area when I was in graduate school, Culpeper, Richmond, Winchester, Washington. I am so glad that the signal is in that part up near the Washington, D.C. corridor, that our leaders are able to hear not only Exploring the Word, today's issues, Jenna Ellis in the morning, but things like Washington Watch with Tony Perkins. And whether it's the gospel and how to be saved, or whether it's biblical worldview and how to grow in the Lord, or whether it's the baby nurse mama show, you know, and parenting and child rearing and financial issues from a biblical perspective, the content of the American Family Association, it's changing lives and helping people build their present and future on a biblical foundation. Yeah. It's truth.
It really. Let me add to that. Because FCC kind of started making things more difficult when we were headed to 200 stations, and they changed some of the things and requirements. And his goal was originally 500 stations all across America. Wow. They changed that, but the internet came along, okay?
Yeah.
And Don, being the visionary that he was, he said, I want to make our programming available through internet. And he was way ahead of the time of other ministries doing this, and we were doing it. And many times other ministries, when they were trying to do that, they'd come here to find out, tell us all the procedures.
Right.
But because of the internet and the apps, guess what? Access is available.
Yeah.
If you got a cell phone, if you've got a computer, and these days, guess what? There's very few landlines left in people's homes. Most of them, it's most of the time, it's a cell phone. And people have access. And
yes,
so
do.
That prayer that he prayed, even though the FCC thought, well, he can't do it, guess what? God did it. And so we are praising God. So you can be a part of that by calling 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at afr.net.
You know, you mentioned apps. Whether it's the American Family Association, AFA, the American Family Radio Network, AFR, AFA Action, and I can talk about what that is, and then One News Now, which I'm a news junkie, but all of these apps where you can hear the stream wherever you are in the world, I mean, they're on, you know, all of the devices and all of the platforms, and even the AFR content is
you
on.
You say Alexa, in other words, Alexa.
Or Roku. and so it really is, you know, Thank the Lord for what we call terrestrial radio, like a radio station. And AFR has nearly 200. But the digital content streamed on computers and mobile devices around the world, I mean, it's really, really touching. Well, only the Lord knows how many lives. And so this is a good place to invest your giving dollars. Shout out to people like Carol in Willis, Texas. David in Spring Lake, Michigan. Mark in Snow Camp. Now, that's where my mom's people are from, Snow Camp, North Carolina. Seriously, this is right outside of Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Mark from Snow Camp. Let me tell you about Snow Camp. This is where Washington soldiers camped through the winter. The rock wall is still there. I used to play on it when I was a kid. A lot of Christians there. And by the way, let me just tell you about Snow Camp. The Cane Creek Meeting House, which is a Quaker church, 200 years old. I've been there many times. That essentially is where the North Carolina public school system started. I'll tell you how. But, and I've got a reason for sharing this. The churches throughout rural North Carolina educated the children. Why? Teaching black, white. There are pictures from the 19th century of farm wagons taking children of every color to the church house to learn to read. Guess why, Bert? So they could read the Word of God.
Amen.
But the wagon routes of getting the children to learn how to read in the churches, they were so effective that by the early 20th century, it became the bus routes of the North Carolina public school system. Now, if the kids are learning God's Word in the public schools now, that's debatable. But Mark and Snow Camp, a lot of history there, and God is still at work. And Bert, here's part of the reason I'm so enthused about AFA. Just as God, through Christians, birthed and sustained this nation, I think God, through his people, is going to revive and restore this nation.
We're praying that would happen, and AFR is there on the front edge leading the way. We're kind of one of those spears that goes ahead, and we're doing our best, and our mission statement is first discipleship and evangelism. That's one of our core values. Our core values come from our biblical worldview. If you have a biblical worldview, you'll want to do evangelism and discipleship. If you have a biblical worldview, marriage and family will be God's way of doing it. Sanctity of life, stewardship, religious liberty, all of our values, our common values, come from that biblical worldview. And that comes across when you teach the Word of God. So you can make that call at 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396 and or go to AFR.net, because when you do that, you may be able to be a part of a testimony that we're about to hear from someone whose life has been blessed by AFR. God did it, but using us as the instrument.
I would like to just say how grateful I am for Don Wildman and his life work, for AFA and AFR, and everyone on the radio stations. Especially, I love to listen to him with It's My Turn. Always, always something so wonderful, so enlightening. I've listened to AFR on 88.3 for 15 years since here in Texas. I don't have a TV or a computer, just my radio and AFR app on my phone. I love all of you, and I look forward to meeting him in heaven one day and being able to thank him myself. God bless you all and all you do for so many, and I'm praying for you all.
I just thought of something, Alex. You remember that song, Thank You for Giving to the Lord?
Yeah.
And it talks about when you get in heaven, a little boy comes up to him, says, thank you. Can you imagine Don Wildman in heaven right now and all the people that are walking up to him and saying, Brother Don, thank you for starting AFR, for starting AFA, for having the stand, the magazine, for all that you've done. Listen, when you call in and you make that pledge, it's okay. I'm so glad you gave. You remember that part of the I'm so glad you gave?
Yes.
Giving is a part of it. And right now, with a $75,000 challenge that we are $50,000 challenge, I should say,
yes,
that God is giving that to us, and they're asking you to come alongside and join them and say, let's multiply this, let's make it grow, and let God add and multiply as he sees fit.
Amen. You know, I was looking at the news, and if we could, and I know time is getting away from us, but I want us to pray. There are all these, you know, the news about Hurricane Milton, and of course, we haven't even really finished processing Hurricane Helene and my own home state of North Carolina, that just the devastation in western North Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, and even Florida. Our nation needs the Lord. And one thing about it, folks, you can be sure, and we say this giving God the glory, this ministry stands on and for the Word of God.
Amen.
No compromise, nothing watered down, millions being touched every year by AFA, AFR, and it's a ministry that you can get behind because it is biblical. It is focused on Christ and his word. There's nothing, no spin or water down or wokeness here, just truth from God to people everywhere. But, Bert, would you pray, especially in this Hurricane Milton, which Florida is in dire straits, let's intercede and pray for these.
Let's do that.
And everybody listening, please join in prayer with us.
Father, we are thankful that we can come before you and bring to you our petitions. And right now, we're praying for our country. As Alex has said, AFR, we are standing on solid ground, and that is your word. We want your word to direct us as your Holy Spirit gives direction. And Father, I pray that we would stay on target with you. But a part of that is hurting when others hurt. You made it plain in your word, weep with those who weep and rejoice with those who rejoice. And right now in North Carolina, Southern Georgia, other places, there's people that are still in dire straits, needing all the necessities that it's been hard to get to them. And I pray you would meet their needs according to your riches and be with those family that have lost loved ones. And Father, and some that still are missing and they do not know. But now we're getting ready to face another major, major hurricane that's hitting Florida. And we pray, Father, for the lives of those that are still there. Many have evacuated. They've left, and they've gone to a place of safety. Just like I can't help but remember in the Promised Land, when you made six cities of refuge, cities of safety, and these people are going to those places of safety, I pray you would protect them. But I pray that we would understand and do better. And again, as I said earlier, than those in Amos chapter 4, when God said, calamity came upon you, difficulty came upon you and you did not turn, you did not hear me. Father, I pray we as the church would understand we need to turn back to you. No wokeness. We want our identity to be sure. We want our lights to shine, and we desire, Father, for God to get the glory as Jesus is lifted up. I pray we would stay on target with you. Help us as the church be strong that we might point others to Jesus Christ. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. If you want to be a part of that, call in 877-616-2396. We hear that the phones are kind of quiet over there in Telephone Central, so now it's time to make those phones ring. And folks, you, right now you're thinking about it. You say, you know what I could give? I could donate something to bring a soul to Christ. I could give something to keep our nation on track and get back on track. Now, there is a challenge, a $50,000 challenge today till 5 p.m. in honor of the founder, Don Wildman. So call right now. Now, you can give online absolutely securely, AFR.net. Please, somebody out there right now, you're listening to Bert and me, make a telephone ring. You'll say, I'm gonna make the phone ring because I'm going to call right now, 877-616-2396. Now, if you give a one-time gift of at least $150 or more, you're going to receive this travel bag. It's really great. It's got the logo on it, Revive Us Again, and the Bible verse. If you commit to a pledge of at least $30 a month, you get the travel bag plus Tim Wildman's brand new book, Because These Things Matter, a compilation of cultural commentaries. I can't wait to read it myself. And that would be a monthly gift of $30 or more. And the verse, Psalm 85, 6, and 7, will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation. God's love is unfailing. Sadly, I think sometimes our obedience falters. But I think the greatest incentive to be full out for Jesus is gratitude.
Amen.
We've
talked about it. I've never met a God-following believer that's not filled with gratitude. Part of that is being gratitude. And you express your gratitude by words, but also by gifts.
Yeah.
And so if you want to make a gift in gratitude for our founder, Don Wildman, starting AFR, and for those that are still serving, making a difference, you can call this number, and you're going to have news coming up, and praise God for the news. But during that period of time, you can make this call at 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at afr.net. .net.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I see Rocky Mount, North Carolina up
Amen.
There. You know,
I've been down there.
I believe your state's coming through.
Amen. Down on I-95, Gary in Rocky Mount. How about this? Susan in New Albany, Mississippi. Pauline in Valentine, Nebraska. Marilyn in Minneapolis, Kansas. I'll be in Kansas before too long. Clarence in Mount Vernon, Illinois. Lucinda in Elida, Ohio. On and on. And listen, Oklahoma, Elgin, Oklahoma. I've been there. Dale in Oklahoma. Thank you. Well, America, one and all, let's invest. Let's link arms together and let's pray. Let's witness, but let's give and call our nation back to Christ.
Let me read that scripture once again. It's Psalm 85, verses 6 through 7. Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation. I want to tell you, we need revival, and it starts with each individual, and it grows until it becomes a part of a local church. Then it becomes a part of many churches until it goes nationwide. We're praying for that. And AFR, because of our platforms, we can be used of God to help that spread through all America. We're praying for that, aren't we, Alex?
We are. May God be praised, the faithfulness of Don and Linda Wildman, and may we be faithful in our hour to give and participate, which is now. Call in 877-616-2396 or give online at rfr.net. May God bless you for listening, and may God bless you for donating.